Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner went through the painful and familiar business of dividing up their store yesterday, and the misunderstanding over Lum's intention of trying to buy the Dillard farm is still keeping the old fellows apart. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner at his new post, the office of the jail, that Mr. Webster is just entering.
Sakes, Mr. Webster.
Yes, it's me, Mr. Peabody.
What in the world are you doing over here at the jail? You ain't went and arrested yourself,
no,
have you?
No, not at all.
Well, visitor's day ain't till tomorrow.
Yes, well, my visit to your magnificent and impregnable fortress of justice is hardly social.
Huh?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm here in a fairly official capacity.
Well, that's nice.
Yes, I'm sure I've come to the right party.
Yeah, well, this ain't exactly a party you've come to. It's more of a jail. Of course, now we do serve lemonade and cookies on hot afternoons, but you wouldn't hardly call it a party, I don't reckon.
No. It sounds highly entertaining and diverting, though.
Oh, it ain't that bad. The prisoners sort of seem to enjoy it.
Yes, and I'm afraid I won't be able to stay long enough to partake of the refreshments. Thank you kindly.
Well,
I have a little business with the deputy town marshal, and then I have to run.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll call him.
Well, wait a minute. Aren't you the deputy town marshal?
Oh, yeah, that's right. See, I ain't got quite used to what I am yet. I'm the town marshal, or at least wait till Uncle Henry Lunsford gets back in town.
Yes, well, I think we have a much better man in office now.
Oh, well, I agree with you 100%
yes,
on that.
Yes, I can readily see that you're a man of action.
Oh, yeah. Action is one human I know, I reckon.
An iron-handed guardian of the statute.
That's me, that's me.
A stalwart minion of the law.
Yes, sir, that's exactly... What'd you call me?
It's all right, it's all right. It's a compliment.
Oh, well, all right. I just wanted to say.
And I'm sure you're a man who would not rest until he'd done his duty completely and thoroughly.
Yes, sir. Lee Bopper.
Yes, as a matter of fact, if you had a legal document of some kind to deliver, you'd leave no stone unturned to pursue the cause of justice, would you?
No, see, I don't turn the stones myself. I have the prisoners do that. In fact, there's a couple of them out there and back right now breaking up rocks and stones, turn them all over and
all. That's a good policy to follow on.
Oh, yes. I'll say one thing for me. I'm running this jail like it ought to be run. I'll say that for me.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you had a document like, let's say, eviction papers, you'd dispatch them without delay, wouldn't you?
You dead blame right I would. I'd take them papers and go right out and slap them on it. Did you say eviction papers?
Yes.
Oh, them.
Yes, them.
That's sort of what I thought you said.
You know, Deputy, I once knew a man who was a constable in a place about the size of Pine Ridge. Nice fellow, intelligent enough. Had one little fault, though. He was inclined to let things slide. Had certain official papers he somehow failed to serve.
He did, huh?
Yes. Yeah, it was too bad about old Jim.
Old Jim?
Yes, that was his name.
Oh.
Yeah, lost his job. Run out of office, you might say.
Huh.
Lost his home, the respect of the community. Sad case.
You mean all that happened to him just because he never saw them,
Yes, that's right, them.
Oh.
Children went hungry. Wife left him. Last time I saw old Jim, I slipped him a dime for a couple of donuts.
Was he selling donuts?
No.
Oh.
What a pity. Coat worn through at the elbows, patches on his trousers, heels worn off.
Yeah, wait a minute. Don't go on. I'll saw them eviction papers on Grandpap, Mr. Webster.
Well, I'll leave that entirely up to you. It's your business. You know how to run things around here.
Yeah, I'll serve them. Doggish, ragged elbows, no donut.
I don't know, but I imagine a man of your type would serve those papers right away. It's morning, in fact.
They're just as good as sore right now. Yes,
sir. Well, that's fine, fine. I'll be running along then, Deputy.
Yeah, well, I'll get old Grandpap on the phone right now.
Yes, well, thank you. Good day, and good luck, sir.
So long, Mr. Webster. Say hello to old Jim for me if you see him. Tell him I hope he gets some donuts. Poor old Jim, I hate to hear that. Hello? Who is this, Aunt Charity? Yeah, well, this is Abner Peabody. Oh, tolerably well, I reckon. Is Grandpap around there anywhere? How long ago did he leave? Well, did he say where he's going?
Howdy, howdy. Excuse me.
Hey, just a minute, Aunt Charity. Just a minute. He's here right now. Just walked in the door. Well, much obliged anyway. All right. Goodbye.
Was that my woman you was talking to?
Yeah, I was just trying to get in touch with you, Grandpap.
Oh, what did you want to see me about, Abner?
Why, there's a little matter,
Wasn't that Mr. Webster I seen leaving the jail just before I come in?
Yeah, that was him.
What did that pigeon-toed skinflint want?
Why, he wanted, see, Grandpap, that there's a certain matter that's come up that,
Webster's mixed up in it, I don't want to have nothing to do with it.
Well, I don't blame you for that, Grandpap, but, see, here's the idea of this thing right here.
I don't want to hear it. I got enough troubles of my own. I got to find some help somewhere, somebody to help us harvest.
Harvest?
Charity ain't stout as she used to be, Abner, and we just ain't got no hard hands.
Well, what do you want to gather the crops on that place for? I've told you 100 times that place don't belong to you no more.
Well, I got my own notions about that.
Grandpap, you've done give the deed on it to Mr. Webster.
Maybe so, but I'm still living there, and no spavin-legged varmint is going to run me off of it, neither.
Huh? They ain't, huh?
No, sir, they ain't. So that's why I got to get some farmhands to help me.
Well, even if you had a farm to get some farm hands for, Grandpap, I don't know where you'd get them. Everybody's having trouble that way nowadays.
Well, Charlie Redfield was telling me about some government drive to get folks to help out on the farms.
Well, I hadn't heard about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they call it the U.S. Crops Corps.
Well,
I believe that's what he said. They want all kinds of folks, men, women, youngins, everybody. Even if they can just work a few spare hours during the week. And of course, they get paid for it.
Get paid, huh?
Why, sure.
I'll tell Elizabeth about that. She's a good field warmer. Yeah, she ought to be able to pick up a few extra dollars on a deal like that.
Oh, yeah, of course she can. She's a good field hand.
Yeah.
And that's the only way the country can get its crops harvested this year, Charlie said.
And I just hope a lot of folks join up with that outfit then. Just be a shame after a feller goes to the trouble of raising good crops to just sit there and let them rot in the ground, you might say.
Yeah, of course. Well, I know I'm going to see if I can't find out more about this and get some help on my place out there.
Yeah, well, Grandpap, I wish, though, you'd get it through your head that ain't your farm no more. Facts is, when I show you a certain... Let's see, now, where'd I put that paper now?
What paper?
Oh, just a paper. Nothing important, sort of.
What paper are you talking about, Abner?
Something I had a while ago.
I'll tell you one thing. Possession's 9 points of the law, and that's what I'm going by, the law.
Yeah, well, just a minute, Grandpap. I've got to look around the cells here. I'm afraid I've lost something.
Yeah, well, go ahead, but I'm telling you, possession's 9 points of the law. Yes, sir, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, is this the paper you're looking for, Abner?
What'd you say, Grandpap? I can't hear you.
Huh. By order of the Court of Cloverleaf Township, Milford Spears is hereby notified to surrender and deliver up possession of the house and property known at... Hey, Abner, come here.
What's the trouble, Grandpa?
Abner, look here. This is an eviction paper throwing me off of my place.
Oh, my goodness alive. Did you find that thing?
Well, just look at it once, dear.
Grandpap, I've done so. That's what
I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to get off of that place.
Well, you've got to now. Long as that paper's been sarved on you, you've got to get off.
Why, it ain't been sarved on me, though.
It has done it. You just now sarved it on yourself there.
All right, Jiminy, I did, didn't
Why, I? Why, sure you did.
What's the matter with me, anyway?
I don't know, but you did it now. I was going to try to protect you, Grandpap.
Must have lost one of the spokes out of my wheel.
Yeah.
I never read it, though, hardly. You don't know what's in it.
Yes, you do, too. You just now told me what was in it.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Looks like I'm whipped, don't it?
Well, I'm afeard so, Grandpap. I'm just as sorrowful as I can be about it, though. Honest, I am.
I'm whipped. That's all there are to it.
See, Mr. Webster was the one that
got
that up.
Been reading the pesky thing.
And then he got Lum to sign his name to it, because Lum's a justice of the peace, you know.
Yeah, I know. I seen the signature on there.
Yeah, that's it. You can't hardly read it, but that's his name. Lane.
I hate and despise them two varmints more than any one humans I ever knowed in my life.
Well, I know how you feel, Grandpap, and I think it's a downright shame. Fact is, I'm even ashamed of myself, too.
Well, I ain't blaming you none, after.
Oh, yeah, I bound you're just going to hate and despise me.
No, I won't. This ain't your fault. You're my true friend.
Oh, no,
I know you are. Fact is, you're the one friend I got left in the world.
Well, that's nice of you to say that, Grandpa.
Ain't nothing you could do to make me hate you, Abner. You stood by me.
Well, I'm proud to hear you feel that way about it. You can depend on me, too.
So what am I going to do now? No place to go? No roof over my head?
No. Well, maybe we can find you and Charity some little old place around here.
We've lived out there on that land for a good many years now, scratching out a living on it.
Yeah, I know you have. Raised your whole family there.
I tell you, it ain't easy for a man that's got up to my age to have to move all of a sudden. Try to start all over again, you might say.
Oh, it's a low-down shame, Grandpa.
I just don't know where I can stand to leave the old place.
Well, I don't know how I'm ever going to bring myself to put you off of it, neither, to be honest.
I tell you, Abner, when a man... Wait a minute. What did you say?
Huh?
Sounded like you said something about you putting me off of there.
Well, that's what I did say, Grandpap. See, as long as I'm the deputy marshal, I'll have to do
my
duty.
Why, you little varmint. Turning again your old friend. You snake in the weeds. You knock-kneed, spavin-legged critter. You pigeon-toed traitor. You flat-footed somebody.